Hi, you. Keith Swindon. Hello.
Hi, is it possible to speak to Graham Tarbett?
Yeah, it's Graham.
Hi, Graham. It's Leah from MMA Legal. How are you doing today?
I'm not bad.
Good. Have you got a spare 5 minutes for me?
Yeah.
Perfect. Just before I start, I do have to let you know calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes. And for the purpose of data protection, are you able to confirm your date of birth and your postcode for me?
It's 27169. And my postcode is DD48PG.
Amazing. Thank you so much, Graham. This is just a call to see if I can gather some further information from yourself. Were you known by any other names during your time in care?
Just Graham or Chinky.
Was that a nickname you were given?
Yeah, I've been called Chinky for me. That's all.
Okay. Can you remember your mother's name?
Lundy, Helen Lundy Tarbett.
Helen, what was the second one, sorry?
Lundy, L-U-N-D-I-E, Lundy.
Lundy Tarbett. And your father's name?
David Henderson Tarbett.
And are you currently registered for the GP surgery?
Yeah.
And what's the name of that GP surgery?
Merrifield Medical Centre.
Perfect, thank you.
I've got to go and collect my medical records. They're ready for me to go and collect.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll give them a quick ring after this and see why they're getting you to collect them, because we would expect they would come to us.
Well, they can come here then, can they?
Pardon?
They can go you then, can they?
Yeah, I'll ring them and speak to them and see if they can change that.
They've been there for about 2 weeks. I was on holiday. And then last week I've been looking after my sick friend between Dundee and Kirkcaldy. My friend just died on Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And that's why I've not been in contact. I've been busy and just my head's been fucking up my arse, to be honest. So I was watching my mate Dan.
I'm
on the phone.
I did speak to them actually 2 days ago and said, you know, Graham Tarbett, and he said our policy is to get the patient to collect medical records, so I just need to make sure they're still at the desk. She's actually said on that phone call, sorry, that she's going to send them to us. So they're going to be posted to us.
Well, I don't know, that's what I'm saying. The doctor didn't tell me nothing here.
Have they rang you recently?
You didn't? No, they've never spoke to me. That's what I'm saying. You never got to see the same doctor twice in Dundee.
Oh, Christ.
It's not like family doctors these days.
Yeah. No, I get that. Well, yeah, they've clarified that they're posting them out to us, so we'll be expecting them within the next 2 weeks. So we should have them records soon. If I can grab your... Do you know your address that you lived in prior to care, or even just the area?
Dunmore Street. I can't remember the number of Dunmore Street.
Don't worry.
Dunmore Street, Kipton.
Dad.
Abby, I'm on the phone. It's a boat then.
Can I click on another?
Go for.
I always do that.
Right, go on then.
Wait, is this your
house? Can you get in without climbing fences?
The fence is open.
Well, go on then. Hurry up.
Is this
you can go in. You can go in. You can go in there. He's not going to get hurt when he's on a football pitch. He's okay. I'll be done in a second.
Listen, I won't keep you too much longer.
Sorry,
I just want to.
Sorry, it's okay. It's just my grandson.
Okay. Bless you. We actually have got records back from Perth and Kinross Council and Rossi Young People's Trust. So the second that we get your medical records as well, which they are being posted to us, we'll be able to do the final stage of the application before it gets sent to redress. And at the minute, we're hoping for a payout before Christmas.
What about the Moncton Hadley one? That's the main one.
The which one, sorry?
The Moncton Hadley. The one they're doing at the borders.
Moncton Hadley.
That's the first. That was the first home I was in. Well, one of the first homes I was in.
Yeah.
Where I was abused. I was 10 years old. I was 12.
Bless you.
But the Delsco was in where the country's trying to tamper with. I was abused in every home I was in. Right through my childhood.
It's just awful. Shouldn't have been the case at all.
But that's the way it was in the days. You were just abused. You were just a name.
Bless you. Is it Monkton Hadley?
Yeah.
I can actually see that we have records relating to Monkton Hadley.
Yeah, because it was in there for 2 years.
Yeah, I've got records on there. It was on supervision section 44, I believe, was the reason that it was you were put into that institute. But I have actually got records of that on here. So we have got the records for that. Despite the fact that he had been there. And I actually have something in them records as well that says you were assaulted during your first placement there by a member of staff. So it is in there. It's very strong evidence that we have. And as soon as we get your medical records in, I'll personally be doing your evidence review, which is where I build a chronology of care. And basically, I just put together the evidence that we have. And then you'll go through for a witness statement, which is a little bit more in depth. But it is the last chance that you get to tell redress what you went through. And then after that, we'll be submitting it to redress for you.
Right then.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay, perfect. Well, once we receive those medical records, I'll put them on the file and I'll give you an email to let you know.
All right then.
Okay. Thank you very much for your time, Graham. You take care.
Cheers.
Bye.